I am so excited about living and living with passion and going to the next level. Yes, in my career and in relationships and travel and lifestyle and all those things too, but no longer at the expense of stress, crazy making, franticness, overworking.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
My darling queen, how are you today? Hola from Mexico. Oh my goodness, it is so glorious being here in Riviera Maya. Glenn and I just landed yesterday for the Joe Dispenza week-long retreat. And I totally thought I'd be off the grid by now, but I feel super motivated and inspired to share with you a life hack that I think is really queenly and really important. So I just want to take a moment to breathe with you. I know you're busy. I know you have so much going on. I know you have such big dreams. And the truth is, we all do, and we all only have this present moment. So let's just take, bring our awareness to this moment and check in and just check with yourself. How are you? How are you emotionally? How are you physically? Spiritually? Financially? Relationship-wise? And if red bells start going off, not to worry. Because in this moment, I got you. In this moment, we're here together. In this moment, we remember we can begin again. That we can ask for a miracle. In this moment, we remember there is only truth or fear. There's only love or fear. And love is the truth. And today we choose love. In this moment, we choose love. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the infinite. Thank you for possibility. Thank you for transformation. Thank you that we are all designed and meant for and capable of receiving and participating and being so much more than where we're at today. And yet where we're at today gets to be the perfect moment. The perfect moment to be, the perfect moment to appreciate, the perfect moment to be filled with joy and gratitude and acceptance and forgiveness. And surrender. And so it is. And so it is. All right. Might sound a little different today because I am doing this on my iPhone. I did not bring my podcasting equipment. And you know what? My intuition told me to. I was packing up last minute. And at the last minute, I was looking at my desk and there was my microphone. And I was like, I'm going off grid. I'm like not like... I don't need that. And it's just like one more clunky thing in the suitcase, which A, I had room for, amazingly, and B, here we are. But so you're going to get the iPhone quality and earbuds today. All right. So Glenn went into there's this like a check-in center and he was like handling some of the logistics for us. And so I was, sitting out like on these couches overlooking the pool that overlooks the palm trees, that overlooks the ocean. And I was just filled with gratitude, so looking forward to all of what I'm going to learn this week and all of the transformation that's possible for me and then to share that with everyone. And so like I went into my emails and I checked my emails and they were all up to date, like as in inbox empty. And then I went over to Voxer and like that was all up to date. And then I went over to DMs and Instagram, and those were up to date. And I was like, what do I do? Like, what do I, like, I'm all, everything's handled, set, delegated. Like there's just space for me to be where I desire to be this week and be with Glenn. And we've got some other friends here, and who knows the other cool people I'm going to meet. And I was like, wow, like, I'm not racing against the clock. And I was just really filled with so much gratitude, because not that I have it all figured out in life. Clearly, if you listen to this podcast, you know that. And then I do aim to practice what I preach and to put that into motion. And, you know, living a queenly lifestyle schedule, like we get a lot done here at Divine Libby, but like not having it be too much or too little, but just right, and not being frantic and like not thriving on chaos or addicted to like all the scattered, or that, like, or, you know, and in that cycle that I used to be in, there was never enough time, there's never enough money, and it was always stressful, and it was always needed more, and always in the next launch, and all, like, there was like never a good time for anything. And I was like, wow, like, I can honestly say I am happier and more at peace in my life. And I have, I don't want to say like I have more going on than ever. You know, I've been living in this question since the beginning of 2021, and like, who am I and what am I doing with my life? And really, you know, having the courage to end a nuts and bolts business coaching era and like explore what's next. And so many phenomenal opportunities have been flooding in, which I'll be really excited to share with you. So like, there's like a lot going on in a major way, but I'm so at peace, and my inbox is empty. Like, it's the best feeling. And, you know, I looked at like, part of the reason why my inbox is empty is because I delegated, you know, I just like made the decision, like all this stuff that I told myself I had to do, or I had to wait, and I had to approve it, or I had to fix it. I was like, nope, I have an amazing team. And I was like, Christy, you handle that. Jeremy, go for it. Courtney, you're moving it forward. Blaze, delegated, trusted my team. And I was like, you know what? They're going to be working really hard this week while I'm here in Mexico at this event. Why don't we practice what we know about Newton's law? Parkinson's law. Whatever the law is that says that work will fill up the amount of time you give it. And so my last boxer today was like, hey, team, go get everything done that you're supposed to get done this week by end of day Thursday, and take Friday off. Go have like a 3-day weekend to whatever, do you, whatever, that rest, recharge, play, whatever. And it's like, wow, can life really be this great where there is actually more than enough? I mean, where there's more than enough money in the bank, where there's more than enough time, where there's more than enough joy, where there's more than enough connection, where there's more than enough space to live life. And when I say more than enough money in the bank, people please, like, I have really big dreams that I'm not currently in possession of the money for those dreams. But back to what the prayer was about today, in the present moment, there's more than enough money for today. There's more than enough money for today. And I don't know, this gift of space, time, organization, lack of franticness, I feel more queenly than ever to have an empty inbox, an empty Voxer chat, and to be up to date on my DMs. Like, it's just... And I want this for you. I want this for everyone. Whatever it feels like to feel ahead of things, on top of things, not like swimming in just all this to do and everything. And so some of the reason why I'm in this position also is because I've said no. I've said no to certain opportunities. I've said no to certain projects just because that would topple the apple cart. I wouldn't have this beautiful feeling and experience. And I think especially going into this week, like, I'm so grateful that I prioritized myself and my well-being to not be scattered, frantic, distracted, stressed. They're like, oh God, I can't even be here because there's like so much to do. I remember like vacations used to be like that. It was like, it was almost harder to take the time off just because it was like harder to keep up with everything and all that stuff. And it's, I'm so unavailable for that. It just sounds like such a boring, wasteful use of a quality life to be busy all the time and have all this stuff to do. Like, I am so excited about living and living with passion and going to the next level. Yes, in my career and in relationships and travel and lifestyle and all those things too, but no longer at the expense of stress, crazy making, franticness, overworking. So I just wanted to plant this seed before I think I'm officially going to go off the grid. I think it's actually going to happen. But I wanted to share with you how I prepared for the Joe Dispenza week. And, you know, whether you're preparing for a Joe Dispenza week or time off with your family or a launch or wherever it is that you're at, keep in mind there are different seasons in a woman's life. And I know some of you are mothers and you're working corporate jobs and you're getting your side hustles off the ground. And, you know, don't compare your beginning to my, you know, 18 years into having my own company. This is the first time I can like honestly say I've been in this position, but I also do not want it to take you 18 years, and that is unnecessary. So if you're juggling a lot right now, be compassionate with yourself and be in the season that you're in. Just know that you don't have to work all the time for the rest of your life, and it doesn't always need to be that way. And just like I have goals, and as I look at those goals, there's some women who have already checked off that box. They've already accomplished the goals that I'm headed towards. So if this is a goal of yours to feel so at peace, so present, so in love with her life that there is more than enough time and more than enough money, then I just wanted to share this possibility. It's here for all of us. And it takes making decisions. It takes, you know, choosing to show up for your life. And it also requires being unavailable for the lower vibe. It requires being unavailable for the busyness, for the cluttered inbox, for everything that's going to keep you from this level of softness and peace and bliss. All right, my love. So with that, if you would like some more help with this and to be around other women who get you and see you and get that this life is more than possible, come join us in the Q Club. These are the deeper conversations that we have there. These are the videos that I have so many more sharings in there of my personal life. I just did like the best idea I've ever had. I just, have that video, just sent that to the Q Club as well. And then you can put up your profile. You can meet other women who are just like you, sharing resources. Hey, you need a VA, you need a graphic designer, you need this. Like, there's forums in there, there's conversations, there's content, there's live experiences that I come in there each month to do. So come check it out. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/app. But I'm telling you, you're a queen. So make sure that you are surrounded with a community of queens and come join us in the Q Club. Sign up today. You can get a 2-week free trial and come check it out. Until next time, ladies, I will be in the quantum vortex. Mwah.
Goodness, how much did you love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.